Hey guys, how you doing?
I'm good.
There you go. How are you feeling?
Better than last time.
Yeah, I know.
I had fun.
Towards the end of the episode, I started just like shutting down, and I was just like, I was like ping pong watching you guys' conversation. Like, I like couldn't put words like together and make them come out of my mouth.
I didn't even remember what the last episode was, like what we talked about. Like, it was almost like I blacked out.
Yeah, I was zooted.
It was fun watching the highlights and being like, I remember that. That was good.
And Mariah got so fucking high where she wasn't even there. Like, yeah. She was just off camera.
She got a bit of a ghost. I was gone.
Jaded.
What was the, for the people tuning in, if you didn't know, the last episode, we smoked weed and we're high.
For the first time.
First time on camera. If you want to watch it, it's out there. But just to fill you in, we got high.
We've never smoked weed
before. But Mariah edited it.
What was your thoughts watching the footage back?
I thought it was so good. I don't know. Like, I was telling Heath, I wish that you guys didn't remember what you remembered in your head, because it came across as, like, you guys, like, spoke more logically. Like, you hit a side of your brain.
Okay.
Like, there was questions asked, and normally when there's a question asked, I have to cut it because there's a pause because you guys are thinking of your answer. This time, there was no pause. You had an answer, and it made sense.
That's pretty insane that there's, like, usually I have to think about what I have to say, and by the time I'm thinking it, we're already on to the next thing. You know what I mean? But, like, she was saying that, Zane, you should smoke more before.
I think he should get medicated just a little bit.
Yeah.
I was watching it, and I was like, they're so funny. Like, you were very witty. You weren't overthinking it.
It's so funny because in my head, I'm like, I'm taking so long to answer. And, like, the time felt like it was, like,
a
minute, but it passed like nothing watching it back.
It felt like we had been recording for 40 minutes. And it had only been 20.
We had a whole fight in the kitchen about how long we were recording, and I knew we were recording for just fucking 20, 30 minutes, and they're like, no, we've been recording for an hour and a half. I'm like, there's no an fucking way.
That episode's done. We haven't even done the intro yet.
We haven't even started yet.
You want to roll this intro real quick?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
It's coffee talking, baby. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I was trying to get on your level.
Should we do pink?
Did someone mess with the glass?
Should we change the color?
Is pink our vibe today?
Yeah, let's do yellow.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Oh.
I was thinking about the guests. What do I see in our guests? Yellow. Hmm.
Orange and yellow.
Are you guys excited
about
the guests?
The biggest color for Zane.
I am. Because the whole internet, like, everybody on TikTok knows who this kid is. I feel like there's like some sort of mystery to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there's something. I feel like I don't know him at all.
Yeah, let's go beyond what people see.
Exactly.
Let's go beyond the obvious. Let's not be boring. Like, let's get into it.
Mm-hmm. Let's crack this coconut.
There you go. I feel like we put our guests in a good light on this show.
And that's why the cookie crumbles.
But we're trying a new structure for this episode. We're not going to have the guests for the full episode. We're going to have him in like the second half or whatever. I don't know when he'll show up with the way Mariah edits, but he'll be like the second half. And we'll see how it works.
We just wanted to get our momentum going as a group, like, so we're more fresh and sharper and warm by the time the guest comes in. Because sometimes we start it off, the guest comes in, we haven't even sat in our seats, and we just feel it's a little stale. Yeah.
There's also a lot of stuff we want to talk about before we get into the guest, like recapping the weed episode and just like a little update on us so
even
our guest doesn't have to hear about it.
Yeah, even talk about the guest too.
Yeah. Like,
no, it'll be fun. I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
I feel high again. I don't.
Oh, did you guys know
did
that?
Did you smoke?
No, I didn't. It's just like.
What were you about to say, Zane?
I was saying, did you guys know that White Claw, they're raising the alcohol up to 8% for the summer?
Ooh. No, well, not all White Claws. It's like they're making like a Bud Light Platinum of White Claw.
Ah, what's it at right now?
It's at 5.
Not enough.
At 5, so.
I don't know. Is 8 going to be that much of a difference? Like, what's the point of going to 8? If you're going to do it, like 25% or something, you know? Make it fucking crazy.
No, it makes a difference. Like Buzz Balls?
Yeah, those things will get you going.
What's a Buzz Ball?
They're like these little cans, but they're the shape of a ball. They look like a globe. And they have them at gas stations.
Like a little
Are they like 11% alcohol?
Those are alcoholic?
Yes, and they're so good.
For little kids.
No.
Hold on.
Moms have messed up.
There's different flavors. So there's like a chocolate martini. There's... What
like
else
a neon
is there?
Green?
I just, I'm thinking
y'all
of the flavors.
Buy these at gas stations?
Yeah, they're incredible. So fun. Like if you're at like a rinky-dink town and you go to a gas station, they're going to have a Buzz Ball.
How do you set it down?
It's got a little flat bottom. You'll feel good.
Oh, they're 15% alcohol.
Whoa. Come again.
Wow.
They're so tiny. They're like this big.
I don't understand the whole like percent. Like, isn't there like a law where you can't go past a certain percent? when you make like alcoholic drinks, right? Like the fact that they went from 5 to 8, they had to have gotten some approval.
Some sort of, yeah. Running by a board.
No, people do that. Like you can have 8% like IPA and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Now, but what is the difference between like the alcohol percent versus like a like 100 proof?
100 proof is like,
that's a liquor. Proof. Yeah. These are like, these are in a different category than like a liquor, a spirit. Uh-huh. You know?
Liquor, I barely know her.
Liquor? Maybe don't lick her at all.
I will leave her alone.
Yeah.
But what he said like 40 proof, 80 proof. Does that mean it's like 80% alcohol? Like,
well, what? Then they have 151, which is 151.
I don't know.
I never know proofs and stuff. When someone's like, oh yeah, this is, I like walk away.
I do that.
You do?
Check this out.
So explain the proofs then.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking around.
We don't have proof. We're not doing fact checking.
No proof here. Yeah.
Actually, I'm curious.
Devin, can I have a...
This is why we need to hire more people. Devin is running around doing 8 different things.
Devin, can you pop me in a Pop-Tart?
Right. You got...
No, it's okay. I'm kidding.
Why don't you fill in the spot until the guest comes?
But your feet?
Do it at the same time.
She got little bitty feet.
Yeah.
Size 3.
In women's.
Actually, size 2. Yeah, but Mariah, I buy a 3 so I don't look stupid.
Show your feet off.
No.
Oh my God.
Make that money.
You know some people.
I got a
patron
this month.
Make an OnlyFans for your feet. They might. Mariah doesn't show her feet for like 3 months.
I title it Rare Size.
Rare Size.
Oh, let's talk about Yosemite. Yosemite. Yeah.
So we just got back from Yosemite. We went for a few days. And have you been?
No, but I've seen pictures. It looks
fucking
beautiful.
Dude, it is mind-blowing.
Scares me.
Like, the sheer size of these rock formations is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, it is breathtaking.
It makes you believe in God.
Yeah.
And knowing that they've been there forever, the amount of people that have touched where you touch, like, ugh,
it's so cool.
That's where Alex Honnold scaled the entire thing. Right. What's it called?
The Dawn Wall.
So he did the Dawn Wall.
He did the Dawn Wall.
So there's Half Dome, which is like the big back rounded. With like the flat front, and then the Dawn Wall is with El Cap.
Yeah. Oh, El Capitan. That's what he climbed. Oh.
So yeah. So it's the same like rock, but one side is the Dawn Wall.
Free climbing. Nothing attached.
Like when you are standing at a distance, you're looking up like this, and
doesn't
you're just
seem
like,
real.
I was imagining what he was like feeling going up that.
Not his wife, that's for sure.
I felt so bad for that girl.
Watching that documentary, I was shivering. I was like, I don't know how people can fucking do
that. But it's crazy because like when you're there, like you can like look up and you see people in their tents on the side of the mountain.
Like they're just hanging their little
they hang their tent down and they're just like at night you'll see like a flashlight on inside the tents and the tents are like glowing.
I'd be scared to roll off the fucking side. Imagine
my friend's coming into town. You'll meet him. He's done all of that.
So like he rock climbs?
Yeah, he's climbed the biggest mountains in the world. And he's been on his Instagram story and it's panned over and it's just he's on top of a fucking cliff. I'm like,
I don't get how people can like handle that.
Some guy went missing the day we went. I don't know if you knew that.
A rock climber?
Yeah, the 22nd.
Oh my God.
Yeah, people were sending me the articles and they were like, hey, I know you guys were there this day. I was just wondering if you saw him.
Wow.
So he was on.
Wait, a climber.
Damn.
I don't know who he was, but the. Austin said that he was on the north side of the waterfall and we were on the south side.
Damn.
But I was like, imagine the people, all those people that we interacted with and talked to, like those 3 days, imagine it was like one of them, but I didn't recognize him.
God, it's scary out there though.
Don't go by yourself.
Especially like on the hikes, everything is so slippery because it's like granite and like the rocks have been so worn down and like polished from people just like hiking the trails.
Yeah.
It is slick.
And these huge rocks and mountains, they're not made for climbing. Like, nobody made them to climb. They just find a way to get up there. That's what blows my mind.
Just
like,
get the machine that does this with the little colorful rock. Yeah, just do that. Because it keeps going up. Just pretend that you're on a mountain.
I saw this TikTok where it said, if you guys have little kids... Prepare a treasure chest for them one day to discover. Make it now and go bury it. And then make this really obscure treasure map and put it in their room framed as their kids. So as they grow up gradually, they will one day go, what is this on my wall? And then you're going to be like, I don't know. What do you think it is? Or say like, I think it's an old treasure map. And they're going to be like, really?
Oh, I like
and
that.
And as they continue to get, make it still kind of complex. And as they continue to get older, they'll keep looking at it. As they continue to get older, they'll keep looking at it and revisit it. And they go, wait, they'll figure out the first clue. And then they'll trace it down in everything, and you'll have the greatest treasure hunt for your kids.
Once they figure out it's like a treasure map, you don't tell them that. Yeah.
You plan it for years, and you just wait for them to slowly figure out the thing in their room is the treasure
My
map.
My kid is just like,
yeah.
Just toss it.
You're like, oh, what did you do?
I saw this thing on TikTok too where it was like, this guy makes like CDs, it's like kind of like records. Like, you know, the big giant records you put. And I forgot what it was, but it would play and it's an audio of your entire wedding. So everybody saying something to like about you on your wedding day. And you get to listen to it on this like record.
That's a good idea. Oh, that's my cute. Parents have that on video of everybody. Like they've walked around the wedding with a microphone.
I want that at my wedding.
They have, yeah. It's
really I think I'm missing like an important piece of that story. I just forget what it was. It was like, I watched it a long time
ago. So they like record it, but then they turn it into a vinyl?
Yeah, but there's an important piece that I'm missing to this fucking story, and I forgot it. But it was really cool. I remember watching. I'm like, this is fucking sick.
Yeah, I planted a time capsule in my backyard.
That's my dream.
We moved, and my mom like made me dig it up.
We buried my dog in my backyard.
Yeah, I buried my hamster and
we put our hamster in a Ninja Turtles shoebox.
Oh, cute. Aww,
that's cute. You watched Ninja Turtles as a kid?
Oh my god! Yeah,
hell yeah!
I haven't seen one episode.
Teenage. I had the movie on VHS.
That's why I like pizza so much.
Did those turtles live in the gutters? Where do they live?
The sewer.
The gutters of your house.
No. Sorry.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Gutter.
I meant the sewers, not the gutters. Same thing. It's like the same shit.
Yeah, they were
shit
underground
through it.
Sewers,
yeah.
And then some toxic waste went down and mutated the turtles into.
Oh.
And they were teenagers, and then you know each one of their names are like.
Painters
like Donatello, Leonardo da Vinci,
Michelangelo.
Yeah,
but the only one that didn't make sense was Raphael.
Yeah, Raphael Ortiz.
Oh,
update on what?
Your testicle.
No, I don't have an update yet. I'm still waiting for the results, but I did. So I did go to an ultrasound for my ball sack. And I was a little nervous for it because I just didn't know what was going to happen, what they were going to do. You know, I've never gotten an ultrasound.
Don't they like check on like my
jelly?
The jelly?
It was strange. So they had me sit on this bed. It was almost like the way it was like the way it was lit, okay, just lay down here. It was almost like I was about to get like a happy ending. It was just like they made it feel very comfortable and like candles everywhere. It was really strange. And
candles.
I'm kidding.
Like, that is the most unprofessional. If I walked in to get my balls checked and the doctor lit a candle, I would walk out. I'm like, hold on,
play
goddamn
music.
Yeah, burn some incense.
Oh no. They did play music. They did play music.
God.
So I got on. She was like, okay, so like you got to take all your clothes off, but keep the top portion on.
Oh, it was a girl?
Yeah, it was a girl. So you put the towel here. You got to tuck your penis up, put the towel over it, hold it, and then put a roll of towels between your legs, and then you got to push your balls out. So the only thing showing is my ball sack. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, ready.
God.
She comes in, just ready.
Did you trim?
Was she pretty? Yeah, I was just going to say, did you shave?
I did like a week ago, so I was fine. And then everything was fine. And like, so she was like, all right, I'm putting the jelly on. So she puts the jelly and she's like, it's going to be warm. And then she starts
warm.
And she's just,
don't, she shouldn't.
she's like, it's going to be warm. So like, just, she's
heads
just
up.
Preparing me, heads up. So she's, she
girdle your loins.
It was really cold in the room. So she put it on. She's like, ooh, I'm sorry. The room's cold. I'm like, yeah, it's really cold. I had to like pull it up because it was shrinking because it was so fucking cold. So I had to like just pull it on it. And then like she's doing the exam and there's music playing. Okay. So she's going, she's just like taking like just a ton of pictures
of your
for her own personal.
What is this?
She's just,
sure
she's just, she's
why
just
does
like,
this not
she's,
sound
she's,
right?
She's putting like a face filter on your balls.
So she's taking like pictures on the computer of like just like just doing her thing, and all of a sudden the music plays and then it switches. So silent, and then the song switches to the song Pony.
Oh, riding
the song, Pony.
Genuine's
what?
Pony.
And that song starts playing and I'm just like And then it got really silent. And then 10 seconds later, she realized what was playing. And she was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. And I'm dying laughing. I'm like, that's no, it's really okay. It's funny. Fine. I don't care. She's like, no, I got to switch this. And she turns around and like puts a song down and she puts like lowers the song.
In your head, were you like, what is this woman
doing? No, I would have thought really like on a prank like, show. Like the what would yes. you do show?
Yeah. What kind of prank show would that be though? You're all blurred out. They're like, smile, gotcha. We got cameras. And you're like,
It looked like it was staged. It was just so funny. And she lowers the music down a lot. And then she goes, it gets really silent. We were talking about like what just happened. It was hilarious. And then it gets really quiet and you could still hear it a little bit. And she's just like, I'm sorry.
Was it her playlist?
No, it was just the song of The Office. Like they just
why would they play that?
I think it was like music you'd hear in a dentist's office. It was just like the radio.
Yeah, but they
or
usually
something.
Play like the radio. Like that's a song on somebody's phone.
It was the radio. It was like usually in a dentist's office they play
Jimmy Buffett or something. Like I don't know, just something. Casual.
They didn't put fucking like sex music playlist. They put like probably just pop playlist or some shit, and that just popped up.
Well, what if it was a wet ass pussy?
My version blues. Oh, awkward.
Okay, so she puts the jelly, so does a little
pick. Yeah.
Can you see your balls on a screen?
No, I wanted to. I wasn't allowed to look at the screen. She wasn't allowed to tell me what she was seeing, which was really strange. I don't think she was allowed to say anything because like an actual doctor has to tell me.
Yeah. If a person's doing an X-ray, they don't.
She
go
can't
like,
just be like, "Ooh, I think you have cancer." Like she can't. Yeah. Do that. But she did say there was like nothing serious, which is like good. But she was like, I'm going to give the doctor, he's going to check it out. So I haven't gotten the results yet, but I'll probably get it like Monday or something.
Right before she like left the door, she goes, by the way.
Nice sack.
Love the podcast. Sack. No, I was going to say, love the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. When I did get a physical, I did like I was young and I didn't know like how they worked. And like, I just like, I don't know where I got this thought in my head, but like I went to get checked and you know how they like make you drop your pants yeah. and then, like turn your head and like he holds it. Whatever. He told me to drop my pants. And for some reason, I thought, like, I just had heard all this stuff. I was young about, like, I didn't know if it was prostate or whatever. Like, I just, for some reason, I turned around and I bent over.
Oh, no. You did not.
I swear to God.
You probably saw it in a movie.
I don't know what it was, what I was thinking. But he was like, all right, go ahead and drop your pants. And, like, the next thing was to, like, turn your head and cough. But I literally turned around. And I bent over and I spread my ass.
You thought you were in jail?
I was sitting there.
Like, whoa there, and he was cowboy.
Like, he finally goes, he goes,
whoa, Nelly.
All right, great. Now
turn around. He said, okay, great.
Okay, great. Thank you.
He was just like, all right, now you can turn around now. And I didn't realize until afterwards that, like,
I would never show face there. I would never show up there again.
The paperwork is like anal, healthy.
Check.
No hemorrhoids. Check.
I don't know. I was young.
I was naive.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
And then I got my TMJ appointment. I've been having all these appointments. Next is Botox and all this shit.
Go ahead, baby, do you.
I know.
Wait,
but
you had a TMJ appointment?
Yeah, I did.
What'd they say? Oh my God, we've been waiting for this.
These are the appointments I fucking hate. So like I knew there's something wrong. I needed, like, I wanted to go straight to like a TMJ MRI like clinic to get like just a screening immediately because you know I obviously have something, but they made me go all the way out like an hour out to like a doctor's. It took so long to get there because of traffic. I got there. I go up to see the doctor. He's like, all right, let me feel. And I go, and he's like, all right, I'm gonna get you onto an MRI clinic. Like, that was it. It took like 20 seconds for this guy to be like, all right, just we're gonna get you an appointment. Like,
why
couldn't I just go straight? Now I just paid like $300 to see this guy.
They have to sign off on that.
But I thought you could just get like
a prescription to like basically get an MRI.
Yes.
Right? Like, you have to be like approved.
Yeah, you can't just walk in and ask for an MRI.
Scan me.
Yeah, just come on. I'm asking for it.
Are
you dying for it?
I had to get an MRI and they wouldn't give it to me because I had a heart ablation. But the guy was like, you're sure there's no metal in your body? I'm like, no, the only heart surgery I ever had was an ablation. And he pulls out the book of like heart surgeries and like comes out and is like, I don't know, man. I have to talk to your cardiologist that did this ablation because some cases there could be metal in your body. And I'm like, I feel like I would know. But then again, I was like, do I want to take that chance and get an MRI and just a piece of metal?
Oh my God.
Out of my oh my chest? God.
Just boom. But he was freaking out. He goes, you shouldn't be. I'm like, come on, let's go. Fire it up.
Do you think that's ever happened? Where yes. like some,
yeah.
Yes. Oh my God.
There's people that don't know.
Imagine that feeling.
Oh shit. Ooh. That's why they make you take out piercings and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All that metal.
I almost didn't want to take my nipple piercings out.
Oh, imagine.
Woo.
Be traumatizing.
Mm-mm.
Noah Beck is on his way.
I've never met him. Have you met him?
I've met him once, but it was like in passing for like 5 seconds.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought you guys were like best friends.
No, we're not best friends. We will be best friends after this.
Super nice guy.
Yeah.
Are you excited, Mariah?
Very excited.
Are you nervous?
That he's going to swoon my woman?
I don't know.
Mariah's not going to be allowed to look at him. She's going to be like, so Noah.
So we have Noah Beck.
If you were young, would you have a crush on Noah Beck? Would he be like your favorite?
Your type.
It's okay if he's not.
I'm not looking at me.
He's like a teenager, right?
He's 19.
Mm-hmm.
Deflecting. God,
like teenagers at that age didn't look like that. Like he looks like a man.
Grown man.
Yeah. Like, he definitely looks like early 20s. That's crazy.
If I started working out, I wouldn't look like that for like 10 years.
Yeah. The answer to your question is probably yeah.
Probably yeah.
Do you think
it's okay? Are you cool with that?
He's hot as hell.
Because yeah. I like Cameron Dallas. I feel like that's the same
feeling. Oh.
Yeah.
Imagine we're panning back and forth. We're talking. All of a sudden, it goes to that couch. She's gone. It goes to Noah. She's she's sitting on his lap.
On his lap, not even just right next to him.
That's really funny.
Like, you don't even need to be on his lap, but I think
you
can be kind of next to him. Just on his side like this.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin.
What should we say?
He's in Sway House.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to get that right. I was like right in Hype
House.
Do you
even bring all that up? I feel like they've talked about it all. I feel like it's burnt out.
It's fun to talk about other shit and have him be a part of it.
What position on the soccer team? And now, were you a good soccer captain? Were you like, guys, we need to get our act together? Like those types of questions.
Did he start the huddle?
Yeah. What can you? We don't have a soccer ball for him.
Can you do any cool tricks?
We do have a golf ball, though.
We do have time to go get a soccer ball.
So maybe he can. Maybe he can hop around.
Who do you think he's bringing?
I don't know. What if he shows up with like a team of six? That would suck. I don't like when there's a lot of people watching.
Oh, Patricia's plastering a table. Getting into plastering. Look what she did with this table.
Look at the renovations.
My Brockhampton shirt. What the? She's wearing one of my Brockhampton shirts. And she plastered the table. Look how good that looks.
That's nice.
Yeah, but
she's wearing my Brockhampton shirt.
Wow. Is that what is that white thing on your shirt?
Plaster.
I saw a TikTok that paint thinner is in a lot of our cereal.
I've heard that a long time ago.
Paint is in our cereal?
Paint thinner.
Well, I've also learned there's like shrimp and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No.
What?
Yes.
No, there's
Whose husband has been going on a rant about
this? Oh, no. It was like a tweet joke thing. Like there was a shrimp in my thing.
I know, but that was some famous person's like husband.
Yeah, I think it was like a meme. I think he was trying to like be funny.
No, I thought it was real.
Oh, that's real?
He went on a huge thing, completely convinced that there was shrimp in
it. I thought people were attacking him because it was like fake or something. I don't know.
Should I look it up if it was real?
Wait,
is there paint thinner? What do you mean, Heath?
The ingredient, I guess. I don't know. I don't know chemistry.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch does sound like a cereal that would have paint thinner in it because it's too good.
I read that
our
Doritos have red dye number 40, which enhances ADHD.
Yes, and that's why they don't want your kids eating like...
And I love Doritos.
Oh, that's... Mariah, that's why we so fucked
I
up.
I love Doritos.
Damn.
Okay, so trisodium phosphate is in a lot of our cereals.
Isn't it in like toothpaste?
That's sodium lauryl sulfate.
I was testing you. I knew that.
I used to know the whole table of elements, like where everything goes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because
we had to do it for extra credit. I was all over that.
That's number one.
They told us to, I don't remember it anymore.
Is that oxygen?
Put her on the spot, man. Call her ass
out.
We
used to get extra credit for knowing the Declaration of Independence. I learned that. The President's in Order. Really? I learned that. I loved like those challenges. I needed extra credit every time.
Nucleus, the brain of the cell. Cytoplasm fills it well. Vacuole, storage sac, cell membrane, covers like a wrap. Mitochondria is the power source. ER moves through.
That doesn't even flow.
You can turn a mic off, right?
Digest the waste. Golgi. Bodies pinch in place. Ribosomes were proteins made. Chromatin is DNA. Chloroplast.
All right, we're gonna just end this episode, guys. Thank you so much for
not
watching.
For all. Now I know my parts of the cell. Don't want my teacher think I'm swell.
I read another.
That was stupid.
Mariah,
I
shut up. Shut up.
If we were on the topic, I read another story where this woman, she found a finger in her Wendy's chili.
This happened what, in 1999. Yeah.
No, it was a long time. I don't know if everybody knew it though.
Yeah, no.
No, it wasn't real.
Oh.
It wasn't real?
Oh, I thought it was.
No.
It was just a mozzarella stick.
Oh, so nobody knew? This ruined the story because I was like, yeah, we know. I just
remember like the rumor.
No, she
found a finger in her chilies and it was a real finger, but she planted it there. Like her husband, somebody that he works with, lost a finger on the job and he said he'll take care of it.
Oh.
So he
got
the
sentenced
finger
to 4 years in prison for planting a
and
chilies
lost
in a
millions
bowl
of dollars every single day.
Oh,
because
really?
Of it. Yeah.
Look at her.
Even as much press I had that it was a fake finger, people still didn't buy
it. Why did I say
well,
it was 1999?
They didn't know right away that it was fake.
Oh.
She went a long time with like pressing charges.
Oh,
and stuff.
2005. Shit.
She was trying to get some money.
Yeah.
Some fraudulent torts.
But like the husband took the finger from the job and then they planted it. But she's done it before.
Could I have that?
It was a Wendy's in San Jose.
Can you imagine going to work that day just like...
Imagine having it in a Ziploc bag and you're just like...
That was pretty... Like, it's all frozen up with dry ice.
Pouring it out into your food in the restaurant?
Like, imagine how many people actually do that. Like, plant shit in food just to get a free fucking meal. Have you done that? Have you ever done that? Anybody
planted
here?
Why would you do
no
that?
No. No.
I've never swindled my way into a free meal.
Yeah. Should we put a finger in the coffee?
It'll get our name out there.
Everybody will know.
I cut my own off.
Is Noah back showing up?
Yeah, he was supposed to be here.
It's like the girl.
Oh, shit. He's been sitting outside for...
Shut up.
5 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, my bad. All right, well, when we return from the breaks,
no,
we will find out.
Go get him.
If...
Go get him now. I feel terrible.
Well, no, we're going to be outside, so we got to end this segment.
Go.
He's outside.
Go.
You just said, right?
Yeah.
I used to love eating pineapples. I
eliminated
pineapples out of my
canker sores.
Because there's an enzyme in pineapples that breaks down the lining of your mouth.
And it's not just pineapple. I think just anything citrusy. If you eat a lot of citrus, that's what causes it.
Yeah, so I try to avoid citruses.
This isn't the type of conversation we're about to have, by the way. He's like,
what kind of show is this?
On planet Earth.
I was learning new things. I was like, so no citrus.
No,
canker sores and pineapples.
Well, no, I'm so sorry. You were waiting outside for 5 minutes.
I'm sorry. We were in the moment. We were fucking... We were
was it 5 minutes or was it longer than 5 minutes?
No. He was just being nice. He was out there for 30.
No, I was good.
All right, ready?
Yeah. All right, let's...
He's here!
He's here! Yeah!
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I forgot we, take pictures of guests. I look over my eyes like...
Okay, well, give us a slate. Name, age, height.
Why do you need all that, Mariah? What else do you need?
I can't do anything.
Noah Beck, 19 years old, 6 foot. 195.
I feel like he's doing an audition.
Yeah. I'm surprised you were 6 foot though. I thought you were like same height as me.
No.
How tall are you, Matt? That's
six,
what
three.
He wants to hear. Oh.
6'3". Yeah, I came in. You came in. I was like, oh, didn't remember him.
Yeah,
being...
I saw him at the gate. I'm like, fuck, he's tall. Because I saw him when I was he was sitting down, so I didn't really.
And he was
see
still
him.
Taller than you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you get tall at a young age, or did you late bloomer?
No, I was a late bloomer. Uh-huh. I shot up, and I had like bad growing pains because of it. Because I grew up playing sports, and like. I was always like the small little quick one. And I played soccer, so I was always just a small quick one. And then I hit a growth spurt, and then I became slow and like big, and I was like, well, this sucks.
To me, you're a football guy.
Yeah,
I don't see soccer at all.
Yeah, no, I played soccer since I was 3, and I went to college for and everything. So.
Wow. D1, right?
Yeah,
sick.
Yeah,
do you miss it
so much?
Yeah,
yeah. So soccer was my life. Honestly, that's
you
all
can
I ever
still
wanted
do it,
to do.
Right? Is that weird?
You could. I mean,
yeah, no, I could.
Do like a soccer channel. That'd be fun.
I've thought of it and yeah, I just miss it. Like, I want
to
go back
into
it.
Could you walk on to like a team out here for like
soccer? I'm sure he could walk on. Homeboy got full ride scholarships.
No, but I'm saying, like, do they do that for soccer? Like, I know you could like walk on for like a football and like try out.
Yeah. If you're good enough,
that's called streaking. No, sorry, that's stupid.
This is serious, Matt.
Okay, no, let's be serious.
So you got a full scholarship to Yale, right? Yale University or is
Yale?
That was like, people took that.
Oh, that's not true?
So I got a scholarship.
Devin, what
to
the
Yale.
Fuck?
Look up the
hold on, let's hear it. Just
whole,
give us the rundown
the
of your soccer
Yale
journey.
The thing was so like taken out of context. People were like, he got a full ride. And like, I never said, I got Yale showed interest. They gave me a scholarship, but they don't do I'm not sure. They don't do athletic scholarships at Yale or academic. I'm not sure which one, but they don't do one or the other. So you can't get a full ride to an Ivy League school like that.
Unless you join the rowing team.
Exactly.
Got it.
I know.
So Yale, like, obviously, like, my parents were stoked and everything that they showed interest, but I'm like, I don't want to go to school. Especially, I don't want to go to, like, an Ivy League school. Like, I want to go to a school that's good at soccer. And Yale was not the best at soccer. And so
damn,
I was like,
you denied Yale. That's pretty crazy. That's pretty.
My dad was also, like, my coach growing up. And so he was always hard on me. But it was, like, he was the high school in Arizona. He was, like, the high school soccer coach. Mm-hmm. And so when I was 5-6 years old, I started training with them, like, just obviously not like competitively, but like, right. I would just like jump into their drills and like, I was like kind of
raised into it.
Yeah, I had to like develop quickly, and like I think that helped me a ton, like growing up and being able to like play at a higher level. And so
that's cool.
So I think that helped a lot. But I had a few schools interested, and yeah, so I ended up choosing University of Portland because I took a few visits. And so University of Portland was a smaller school. It's like a private Catholic school.
Yeah.
And so it had like 5,000 people max. And I chose them because when I took my visit, they had no football team and their main focus was soccer. And so I think that was like very attractive to me, like seeing that. And I was like, they put all their attention into the soccer team. So I'm like, and they were really good.
As opposed to like a big name school that doesn't really care about
soccer. So like, I took a visit to UCLA as well. And I was like, it goes football, basketball, then soccer. It's like soccer's kind of like in the middle of it all. And so I wanted to go to a school that was like purely focused on soccer. And that's what University of Portland was. And we were really good. And it was fun.
How many years did you do there?
Just one. Last year, I went there for the first semester of my freshman year, did winter break, and then came back for like a month or two for the spring season. And then we got sent home because of COVID.
Oh, damn. Okay. Oh, damn. Yeah.
And so...
I thought you were about to say TikTok happened. So you
No, so yeah. So that's actually funny because when they sent us home for, like, obviously because of COVID, they sent us all home. I finished up my freshman year online. But when I was doing that and also, like, doing at-home workouts and stuff for soccer, I was, like, training, going to, like, doing school online. And that's when, like, TikTok kind of got introduced because I was like, I can't study all day. I can't go hang out with my friends because we're all locked up. And I can't train every minute of the day because my body can't take that. So I'm like, I'm just going to make some videos. Like, why not? And so my sister had the app and she was like, and I had the app as well. I just didn't have a profile. So I like kept up to date with all the trends. And I was like, you know what? One night I just tried to do it. And
how long did it take to like blow up from like your first?
So I posted those that night and I woke up to like 14,000 followers or something like that.
Well, that
and
felt like, good, huh?
It was weird.
It was weird. Wait, what?
Yeah, it was such a weird feeling because I'm like, wait, what? Because my sister had like 6,000 followers at the time. And she was like bragging to me because I had like 2,000 on Instagram. She's like, I have triple you on TikTok. And I'm like,
ooh, so it's competition.
Yeah, and I was like,
there you go.
I don't. And she like posted a lot. Like, granted, she didn't really take it seriously. She like posted stuff with like friends, like when they were like drunk or something like that. And, like,
so she's
like,
older. Fun.
She's older, yeah.
Okay.
So I have two older sisters, but yeah. And she would like post and all that stuff. And I'm like, I don't think the rate, like the algorithm's like the same. Like I post like once a month on Instagram, like game day pics, like with the boys. Like other than that, I don't really post. Like I didn't do social media. And she was like trying to brag. And I was like, what the heck?
Well, now she's probably bragging even more to her friends when she's drunk. Like, my brother's look how many followers I have. I know he has more, but like, I had more in the beginning.
I made him post.
I made him post.
He's famous because of me. I did that. What's her name?
Tatum.
Tatum?
Yeah.
Your parents named y'all like some good names. Those
What's your
original.
Other sister's name?
Haley.
Oh, well, they get a little less original with Haley.
That's like popular kid names right there. Tatum, Noah.
Yeah, they sound like characters out of a Gossip Girl like book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or The Hills.
Yes. Like their name would just pop up. Like, yeah.
Just like a nice fancy name.
Okay, so you were captain of your soccer team growing up.
I mean, typically, like I was on a few different teams. Like there were some where I wasn't, but most of the time I was.
Most of the time. Yeah. But you got a lot of that from like your dad was probably like the coach. You were more like kind of hands on.
And like I said, training with my dad's like high school team, like I had to mature like pretty quickly because like they wouldn't take it easy. And like I would tell him not to. And my dad would tell him like, don't take it easy on him. Like if I was It's like 8 years Keep old. Up. And I so was
you're
like,
the slide tackle is ass. Get him.
Yeah, you're the Troy Bolton. You're like, guys, let's get our heads in the game.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
go out there.
No, break
out
a musical. Wants to sing.
Well, yeah. Well, he wanted
to make the TikTok. Come on. It's the same yeah. story.
I'm not ruining my dream. I'm ruining yours, Dad.
Was it hard for you? Like, because basically you like gave that up to come out here to like pursue.
That happened quick, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it like hard to like say goodbye to? I mean, obviously it's not done forever, but like.
No, that was the hardest decision I've ever had to make because it was like one of those things where it kind of just took off and I didn't ask for it. Like, obviously it felt good at the time. Like you get like that like dopamine feeling, like serotonin. It was like, wow, this is sick. Like seeing all these likes and comments. And I'm like, this is cool. And then like the followers continue to like go up and I was like, okay, I'm gonna keep posting, but at the same time, like, it's a good feeling, but I don't want it to distract me from soccer.
Right. Yeah.
And like, I told my parents about it. And I'm like gaining a lot on this app. Like, it's kind of fun, and they were like, "That's cool." And my dad was like, "Don't let it distract you." And I'm like,
"Did you know that social media you could like have a career off social media when like you started seeing this?"
Yeah, funny that you said that because when I was at, I think, like, not, I mean, 50K is still a lot of followers, but on TikTok, like. Like nowadays it's not a lot on on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's like
compared to other apps.
Compared to others. Yeah. It's like 50K Blake Gray actually reached out to me and I live with him now. And so it's kind of funny because he reached out to me on Instagram and he DM'd me and it was like, yo, I think you have a lot of potential in social media. I was like,
oh wow.
I didn't know what that meant. I was like, what do you mean by that?
Like, what can I do with this? How much further can I go?
Yeah. I was like, what does that even mean? And he was like I kind of just like responded like, thanks, bro. And he had like 3 million on Instagram. I'm like, oh my god, he's famous. Wow. And I was like,
it's pretty wild.
Yeah, scaling to you out. Yeah, it was, headhunter.
Yeah, and I was like, thank you. Like, it's really nice of you. Like,
Is this guy coming on to me?
I got potential. I was like, we should like keep in touch. And he was like, yeah, man, for sure. And he's like, you should come out and like meet the boy sometime. I'm like, yeah.
Holy shit. You're like, I'm about to have a brand new fucking friend group.
I know. I'm like, okay. And I kind of just like, I shrugged it off for a few months because I didn't even like think anything of it. I'm like, as cool as that is, like that's not right. me. And then, so I kept posting, and then like months went by, and I think, it was around. So like, I really started. I posted like 3 to 4 times a day because I realized, I'm pretty like analytical, and I would look into like the algorithm, and I was like, if I post at these times, one of them's always like bound to blow up. And the more you post,
the more it pushes. Yeah.
Make sure to give me those numbers. Give me those, like, that analytics sheet that you, like, go by.
Yeah, so I kind of just, like,
you have to make the content, Zane.
Yeah, fuck, you're right.
Yeah, so I kind of just, like, picked it out, and I was like, okay, this works, so I'm going to keep doing this. And I'm like, what do people like the most? And so I kept doing that. And then, so I started posting like that, like, in March, like, when I got sent home. And then I think it was around late May. My family went on a trip to like Newport Beach because my parents are both teachers. And so they obviously had summer plus the COVID thing. Like, so we were just like, let's go to Newport Beach. We got a little Airbnb and we kind of just like went there for like 5 days, just relaxed. And in those 5 days, like, it was the craziest thing. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was like the Newport, like, I don't know what it was, but it was insane because in those 5 days, I grew 2.5 million followers. In those five days on TikTok.
What did Blake Gray like put, like, what did they do something with your page?
No, you're going out to family dinners and they're like, Noah, can you put your phone away? You're like, Mom, look at this. I'm sorry. I can't put my phone away. This is insane.
No, it's insane for like just a normal kid that like doesn't even really think about social media.
I didn't get it. Like, I didn't get what was happening. I'm like, this is a big number. And like, I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think of like, I didn't check my email. I had my email attached to my thing, but I didn't check my email. And I was like, one day it came to me. I was like, should I check it? So I checked. And then I had emails from people being like, hey, Noah, like, we'll pay you this if you promote this. And I'm like,
this ain't real. What?
And like, I looked into it and I was like, wait, I can't because I'm an NCAA athlete. Yeah. You can't make money based off the likeliness of your name.
That's a rule.
You can't make any money based off the likeliness of your name, even if it's not involved. And like, I talked
to
my dean about it as well, like at my college, because I'm like, I can make some pretty good money here. And I'm like, and is that allowed? And he's like, I'll talk to NCAA. He talked to them and he said, you can't. And I'm like,
Oh my god!
It's because they're jealous. They're jealous.
That dean should have been like, "Can we collab?"
Yeah. Wear your jersey. Put your jersey on.
For all my videos.
He was like, "Oh no!"
Tag the scholarship. Tag us.
When I hit a mill, I was like, it was kind of a big deal because my sister was like, we were kind of waiting from the computer for it to hit a mil. I'm like, this is so cool. And I was like, but I didn't think anything of it, you know?
She's drinking like, good for you.
Just getting fucked up. Just getting emotional.
Sorry, I remember like, where you came from.
No, I did this. Yeah.
Your mom is a teacher too, right?
Yes. My mom teaches second grade and my dad is a law enforcement, world history, and the soccer coach.
Damn.
Oh my gosh.
Now, stud.
My dad's a truck driver.
Your dad is a truck driver?
Yeah, it's about
that. Oh my God, Mariah. That's great. That's cool.
Thank you, guys. Oh, thank you so much.
I've never met anybody that was like, that they were a fucking truck driver.
Yeah. Did you go to the same school your mom taught at?
Yes.
Did you have your mom?
I couldn't.
Oh, no. You couldn't.
So
they weren't allowed. Yeah.
Second, but did you like get some things by, you know?
Like, did you get to go in like the teacher's lounge?
Oh yeah. So like before school,
Before school,
I would go into the teacher's lounge and like I was cool with all the teachers and like every time I would get in trouble or like, and I wasn't like a
getting in trouble.
Huh? I wasn't like
what were we
a
doing?
Bad kid at all. Yeah. I just laughed a lot in class and I was always kind of like. I was pretty talkative, but I was a good student, and like I kind of had to be because my parents, obviously being teachers, uh-huh. and like I like
I'm sure they tattled quick out there, huh?
Yeah. No, the teachers like wanted. They were like, "Ooh, like Noah did this today in class." And my mom was like, "Ooh, sorry," but and like they just, I felt like they just wanted me to get in trouble.
Yeah,
when
I feel like I teachers like, wouldn't like the student if they knew that a teacher was like their.
Yeah, they want
to make it seem like their kid is doing.
Yeah.
Did your mom ever like say, "You can't call me mom; you have to call me Mrs. Beck," even though I know she wasn't your teacher? But
good
it's like,
question.
Don't shout out that mom is. Down the hallway or hi mom. Like, were you like, hi, Mrs. Beck?
He was just embarrassed to see
what's
her.
What's for dinner, Mrs.
Like,
Beck?
They're like, you guys have the same last name.
Yeah, I think I would just avoid my mom.
I think I just
mom.
Tried to avoid her at school. But no, I think I just called her mom. I don't think I ever really.
Would you guys eat together at lunch?
Would you dap her up on like walking by in the hallway?
That was good, mom. That'd be funny.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it was cool. But in high school, it's different. Like, I could have had my dad, but I just didn't take his classes. I had. Well, that's another thing that I didn't really get into. But when I was 15, I moved away to Utah.
What?
On my good own. Choice.
We love Utah.
Are you from Utah? No, I just love it there. Oh, it's so
beautiful.
Sick.
Utah's cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I was born and raised in Arizona, lived there. And then when I was 15, I got like recruited to like a residency academy called Real Salt Lake.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
So do you know?
Just making me realize I did nothing when I was younger.
Dude, I'm thinking the same
this is
thing.
So embarrassing.
Do you guys know what MLS is? Like the Major League Soccer.
Yeah.
It's like
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
MLS. So they have like youth teams that like I played for. So it's some of them have like residency academies. So there's a team in the MLS called Real Salt Lake, and they are based in Utah. And so they had like a youth academy team that I would play for. And I played for the U16 team and the U18 team. I played for the U16 team for 2 years and then the U18 team for a year.
So is this like your dad who's like, we're going to get you into this academy?
No. A lot of people thought that because when I was a freshman in high school, like I played for my dad's high school team and he was my coach. And I like started and all that stuff. And so people always call me, like when we would go on away trips, like people would be like coach's son, like they would like make chants about that. Because I mean, that year I also won player of the year. And
coach's
it's like,
son, they would chant that?
Yeah.
Coach's son.
I took it more as a compliment. Like every time we would go on away trip and they would chant that, I would take it as a compliment because like they know who I am.
Yeah.
So I was like, why would I?
But were they doing it like as a.
They're trying to get in his
head. They're trying to mock me.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
got it. Okay.
Yeah.
He probably would.
It's not like he sucked. Like, he was really good, so I feel like they'd be pissed.
Wait,
so,
what position did you play real quick?
Midfield.
Okay.
Center mid. The center midfielder is like the quarterback in soccer.
Okay.
Oh, I'd remember that. When I played soccer, I sucked, so I'd always see the middle field as it was the best players in the middle.
What about the far like left side of the bench?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I played.
Oh, okay.
Bench warmer?
Yeah, no.
Oh. I was like thinking, where is that on the field? And I'm like, oh, okay.
Bench.
Nah, yeah.
Water boy.
So you like, you get the ball and then you kick it to the goal? Like,
Matt.
Sorry.
Something like that.
Wait. I had a question. But you're really skilled at soccer. Are you skilled at other sports?
I don't know if my parents, like, they didn't force me or anything, but they like made sure. Or they just put me in every sport pretty much growing up. Like, I played pretty much everything.
What are you god-awful at? Like, if someone was, like, having a little pickup game of something, you're like, I do not hand whatever it is to me. Like, I hate basketball. People think I'm great at basketball.
Yeah, basketball's the worst sport for me. I'm
terrible at it.
Awful. No. Yeah.
I don't know.
Everything just comes easy.
No. It doesn't come easy.
Just good at everything?
It doesn't come easy. I just played every sport a lot. Yeah, I used to be in like this thing called 500 Club.
What's the 500 Club?
I don't know. It was this thing in Arizona that I was on. And it was like...
Wait, a little golf club?
Yeah. It was a little golf club. It was super fun. I used to golf all the time with my grandpa, my dad, and my cousin. Yeah.
I saw you posted with Blake.
Yeah,
out there.
We go sometimes.
I played with him at Angeles like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he did that like that sick like trick.
Right.
That and I was like, whoa. But yeah, golfing's definitely not my like strong suit though. Like I love it, but I get so frustrated because I'm so competitive, and it's like if I mess up, I'm like
only mad at yourself.
Yeah, I get mad at myself. Yeah,
I'm usually good at like the golf cart, like when you drive the golf cart. You know,
that's the best part.
Yeah, drinking.
That's the best part. Girl,
stop. You guys want anything?
I'm really good at that too. I'm good at taking care of
people. Roller dog. nothing better though.
No,
I recently just had surgery, and so I can't play for like.
Shoulder?
Two more weeks. I had it on... do you know what gynecomastia is?
Dude, I want to get my...
Ooh, he wants to get it.
Yeah, I got it done like April 8th.
How was it?
It was super easy. The procedure was like an hour and a half.
Okay.
And yeah, I just went in. They put me under. I woke up and went home. And
when you got vaccinated?
You missed it. Oh,
I know. They put me under. De broca.
They put you under for a shot. Imagine.
No, he got the gyno surgery that I want to get.
The nipple surgery. The fat nip.
Gyno's.
Gynecomastia. It sounded really funny. I was trying to shorten
Somebody's a gynecologist that deals with your vagina.
Yeah,
but it's not the vagina; it's the nips.
Wait, you got this stuff removed out of your nipples?
Yeah, so it's just like built up breast tissue,
right? Yeah.
So when I was like 11 or 12,
yeah, poofy nipples.
I had it in both of them.
Yeah.
For like this one was in for a couple months, and then this one stuck around until April 8th when I got it removed. But
so you only did one side.
Yeah, because this one went away. This one's perfectly fine, and then this one was like a big insecurity of mine. Like I didn't wear tight shirts or anything because it looked like
Did you have to like Photoshop like the nipple? And
no,
you used to funny do the pull down, right?
Yeah, I know all the tricks, so I'd go.
Did you know you could get them pierced? He got his pierced to cover it up
because of my insecurity.
Do you have it in both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you fucking judge me? Oh, you had it in both.
Okay.
You could have just done fucking
I only
tape.
Had it in one,
he said,
so.
Tape. Okay.
Just tape on your nips like
I'm not
X,
wearing
like
fucking
that.
Pasties.
No, tape like that.
Zane really loves
he wants me to have the EDM X's.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, I did that a couple times. I did that for a couple days in middle school because I like there was a point where I had really puffy nips, so I put like a tape over here so you couldn't see the poofy nips. But I didn't have gyno or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't have gyno.
Y'all making me like check.
It did make me.
It did make me feel insecure.
It's like one in three guys, right?
Do you get to like keep whatever they took out of you? Like
I don't.
You put it in like formaldehyde.
You put it in your ass.
Oh, it's fat.
Yeah, it's breast tissue.
It's breast tissue. Yeah.
Adipose tissue.
Attaboy.
Isn't that what it is?
I don't know.
Oh, I would ask them. Take that. Put it in my penis.
It's adipose.
Did you get to see like what came out?
Yeah. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Show us.
Literally? So
Noah
like
Beck's
saying,
nipple guts.
Noah Beck shows us his boob.
Oh my god, we have a title, everybody.
Nice.
So when I would do like shirtless modeling shoots or like anything.
Me too. That's why I get insecure.
Or if I would do anything like shirtless, or if like just going to like a pool party or anything like that, I would literally when everyone looked away, I would do it so smooth, just a quick little flick and
yo!
Like,
yeah.
Oh my god. I do like a quick little twist.
Yeah, like you can do a little twist. Like you can just like be talking to someone and just right, be like, yeah. And it's like
that is so funny. That,
wait, what do you mean? You twist your nipple?
To get it hard so it's
people
not like
that,
puffy.
That don't have
and,
it, I swear
it sounds
crazy. I thought flicking it makes it bigger.
Is this cosmetic?
It makes it hard. And like, it kind of like
it's instead of being like coney and like soft.
Damn! So all day you guys would just have to flick the whole day.
It kind of like snatches them.
I went to like a water park.
So there's that. Like
I'm gonna see.
We're seeing Noah's nips.
Wow.
Pass that shit here.
No way, dude. Yeah. That's crazy.
Share
it with the class. Pass it around.
Okay, so
just for show and tell.
It's crazy because
oh my god, someone's gonna rob you.
You got $100 bill in your phone case.
Just if I don't have my wallet.
Okay.
Quick
so
cash.
You lose
it's
your
so
phone.
Crazy
can I at least
like
get
this doesn't
back?
Look like much.
Come on.
Like the before picture, like this one right here.
Yeah.
So this is the before.
It's just like a little lump. You can see it. It's just like a
zoom
little
in. Enhance.
Yeah,
zoom in. Enhance. Oh, that was
okay. So it like
yeah. That's a, it looks like a mountain.
Yeah.
You're laying down, so it's definitely like sitting. But if you're standing up, it would like.
If I was standing up, it's like it's such a weird
yeah.
thing to describe. It's just like there, and it's mm-hmm. just it just doesn't look symmetrical at all. And it's yeah. just kinda like
okay, puffy. So then they took it out, and then this is it. Taken out.
Oh,
they lay
oh,
it on
shit.
You.
Oh,
wow, that's...
oh, wow. They it's, like,
yeah, and then they pull it
oh,
out.
Oh, hold on. Wait, is that skin open right
no.
there?
No, that's his nipple.
No,
this
no.
is the breast tissue pulled out.
Oh, it was... I thought that was an open wound where they went in. Oh,
no, so. It was just a little incision right under the nipple. And like,
the and you can't see the scar really. Like, Todd's, you would not know.
I'm still wearing
know.
The bra, the oh, compression nice. Bra. You have to wear
no, that's a. That's a holster.
Yeah, it's like a little, it's like a vest that I have to wear.
That looks like a nice little Outback Steakhouse steak.
A little ribeye.
That is, what is
it
that?
It looks
rare?
Like a placenta.
I can ask for it. If
cook
you,
that
if
shit up.
Can afterwards, can I like ask like who you went to and like I'll get like the information
yeah.
or whatever?
Yeah, for sure.
So they're symmetrical now.
Yeah, I'm all good.
You should think about it, Heath.
Can you still no, work?
He's been talking
if,
about it since
if,
freaking.
If you do it, you'll look like Noah.
I mean, I'll get some more fat removed too, baby. Take the whole thing
yeah, just
off.
Keep going down. Just keep going down.
I come out with lipo and a tummy tuck. You're like, what the fuck?
We move out to LA and we want to do all these surgeries, God, man.
What's
we
your just, heritage?
I'm German, Irish, American.
Oh, just what?
Yeah.
What?
Jesus.
Zane.
Just the way you said.
You want to sit next to him?
No, no.
Just what? What? When we first met, I gave you a task. Do you remember what this was?
Okay, your first
I've
okay.
never seen
it's
you a
okay.
day in my life.
We met at we a met, thing. You were so nice, so great.
You met. I met you and Zane. Yeah.
Yes.
You
I talked to him. Point? Well, because I had a mission I gave you, and it's okay if you didn't fulfill it. So. Jaden, what's Jaden?
Imagine meeting Matt. I have a mission for you. But you're gonna have to do me a solid here.
I'm straightforward. But the Jaden Hostler lived in our old house. The one that we used to live
it
in
was
with
crazy
Jason.
Seeing their stories.
I almost saw the street name. Oh yeah. Mm.
We lived in the same house. We moved a lot of our stuff out, but we also left some stuff. And I didn't realize I left one of those interchangeable Bowflex weights.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
One of the dumbbells, because I only took one and I left the other. I text Addison Ray because I saw she was at the house one day making TikToks with the boys. And I go, hey. I sent her a picture of the weight and I go, do you see one of these around the house? And she's like, yeah, I do. And I'm like, awesome. Like a month or two go by, I don't go and pick it up.
Oof, you see?
I go to the house, I knock on the door and I'm like, hey guys, I'm here to pick up my weight or whatever. And they're like, we don't know where it's at. But Jaden, who was living here, he moved out and I think that the weight left with him. And then I told you next time you're with Jaden, mm-hmm. does he
oh,
have
he's
my
seen
weight?
It. Look at his face.
Oh, yeah,
look at his
he's
face.
Not looking at it now.
He has it now.
No,
he has it.
No.
He just used it
this morning.
Do you
have it at your house?
No, I don't. I just remember the mission. Like, I remember you telling me that. Ever since you told me that, I don't think I ever went back to the city house because they all moved out and they went to the house.
Jaden did.
So it could
did.
Be
a
right. Jaden. So. But now he's moved out again. So I don't know where it is.
So maybe he can give you the address
the
and you do a little
weight,
fucking stakeout
baby,
mission.
I'm not yeah. mad. I just want my weight back. Okay?
You'll get it back. Hey, it's
wait,
a slow mission.
Guys,
good.
No, it's not. But,
I like that one, Mariah.
Well, then
people say
for.
That. I don't. I saw that.
You know what I'm talking about.
Everyone's ignoring me.
You know
She's
what I'm talking about,
ones.
Though.
The quick one.
Jaden, I just want to know where it's at.
Jaden, if you're
listening. Jaden, if you're listening. Where's his fucking weight?
I texted Jaden. He was like, I don't have it, man. Better check the house. And all the boys at the house were like, I think Jaden has it.
Matt, honestly,
how much are these weights?
They're not that much.
Probably like $50.
It's just principal.
No, each one's like probably like $200.
Matt, I'm gonna be honest.
Get that shit back. Call him up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna be God. Honest with you, Matt. It was your fault that you left it there.
True.
Yeah,
true.
You had 2 months to go get
I
it.
I accept the humility
Whatever's
of me being
house,
lazy in expecting that he had it, but I'm just being curious where it's yeah. at.
Because you know when you buy a house and then you find something like hidden under, it's yours because you bought it. It's your
finders
property
keepers.
Now.
My bike is still at that house. I've been meaning to go.
Matt,
buy.
Come
I don't
on,
care.
Bud.
Let him have it.
They don't want it.
Did they leave it there? Was it a good bike?
It was a Huffy.
It was like a Huffy.
It was
like probably like a $360 like fixie.
How could you leave a bike there?
Because I don't know, the moving truck and all these people were there.
I love how we took that sex stall thing but left everything important back at the house. It wasn't our sex doll. It was just a doll that we used for a bit. But.
No judge.
So the mission's still on. I
okay.
hope you fulfill it.
He's not going to
I bet it's with your fly zapper somewhere.
Yeah, true.
Oh, my fly zapper got stolen from my house. Like
they were sleeping and somebody broke in, took the fly zapper and left.
And my
nose.
And my keys. Only thing. Yeah, just the zapper and my keys.
His car key.
Because they were trying to steal my car, but Todd was parked behind me, so he...
It's a whole thing.
Oh, they couldn't even get out.
And
there's a video of him walking into the house.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Pretty crazy.
While they were sleeping.
Wild.
For a long time, we thought it was someone like we knew.
We thought it was a sway boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Could have been Jaden.
We did?
Hold on, we did?
Oh, we thought it was a sway boy.
Could have been Jaden.
So we did.
He was trying to get the other half of your wing.
Jeez. Very good.
Man. What color are your eyes? I'm sorry, because when you're looking at when you're looking at your eyes, like I see brown, but when you look at him, it's like green. Do you see that?
I see it, Matt.
And then when you turn around, it's blue.
What color? No,
I have like they're green hazel.
Wow,
I have hazel. Why does mine look nice?
No, you don't have hazel.
Maybe you got hazelnut.
And we also have hazelnut Kermoda coffee if you want to swipe up.
Very good. Thank you, Mariah. We really appreciate it.
Good plug.
Thank you.
This is so stupid.
No, ask it.
So if you bought a boat, would you name it like the Ark?
Very good.
Good.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like Noah's Ark?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. If you bought a yacht.
I mean, buying a yacht is definitely like on a bucket list for sure. But that's way in.
Well, you were saying he would call it the Ark?
He would, you wouldn't have Ark. Noah's Ark.
Would it just be Ark?
Yeah, just be Ark. Yeah, just
Ark. Oh my God, that's Noah's Ark.
No, I like the Ark.
Why the Ark?
Because it's like, hey, let's go on the Ark today. Like, it's
kind of hard. You could still say let's go on the Ark, but call it Ark so that it's Noah's Ark.
But like, boat names are usually like, it's like, oh, the Anne Marie.
The Jasmine. Like
no, they're always punny.
Yeah.
They are punny.
Well, it is a pun off his name.
I like big boats.
But that's why he would call it.
Who would Ark. Name their?
I've seen it.
I've seen it on. Google.
I like big
that's
boats. Who has that much money and that lack of?
What's a name?
Lack of creativity.
I like big boats.
Growing up, I used to go to like the lake and do like
wakeboarding.
Yeah, like that. Nice. Kind
of
stuff.
Of course,
you had a life.
No, I went. I never had a boat. My friends had the boats, and we would go to Lake Pleasant, and we were just like wakeboard, tube, all that fun stuff.
So. That's fun though, like when you know people who have it.
Oh, it's the best.
So you can just go. You don't have to take care of it or anything.
It's the best.
You just show up and leave.
Maintenance.
Yeah,
taking care of a boat is
which is why
awful.
We need you to get it.
Which is why we brought you here today.
Ark. The Ark.
Yeah. And we'll be there for the ribbon ceremony.
You're our friend that has a boat. You know, we need one. None of our friends have boats. So.
Yeah, hopefully soon.
Also, I have a question too. You drive a Nissan?
Yeah.
You still drive a Nissan now?
Yeah, Maxima, yeah.
Nissans are really good cars.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
Those things will run forever.
Yeah.
It's at like 43,000 miles.
There you go.
Damn. Yeah.
Still young.
Still young. She got some years left.
But I admire it's like you how humble it is to drive like a Nissan. You're with the, you know all these like flashy.
You literally just called this car shitty. I love how humble that is of you.
No, I hear it.
Hold on a second. The crew you run with, they're like you know,
that's
driving
true.
These crazy
they drive like fucking
G
wagons and Lamborghinis.
Very, you know he's very doing well. Yeah. I'm not saying you need it. I just think that's badass. There are times where I'm like you know you drive and you see a billboard and you're like that's how much a Prius is a month. Huh, must be nice. But I wouldn't do it because my friends would be like, why are you driving a fucking Prius, bro? So I'm asking, I'm like, that's awesome. You like driving Nissan.
Yeah, I've never been like too flashy when it comes. And I've never been like a huge car guy. Like I just want something to get me from
too.
Here to there. And it's like.
Ooh, not what Heath wants to hear. You guys were hitting it off too.
I just want to get me something that goes from here to there. And it's like, I definitely admire nice cars, but I just don't need one right now. You know,
right.
It's like one of those things.
Very good.
See, I admire that, and that's why I'm asking that question because it's you know you get like envious about qualities people
have.
I sell
all my cars tomorrow.
Just to be, you get the surgery.
The
you sell your car.
Sold his Lamborghini.
You know, I got a Nissan Altima. I got a Nissan Altima.
No, my friend, like all the sway boys, give me enough. Yeah. Like,
I got you.
They always give me shit for it, and I'm like.
Like,
I don't know. Yeah, what do you want from me? Like, I'm not gonna waste my money on that right now.
It's right.
Like, I got my mom a car, so like that was
Sick.
Yeah, that was. What'd that you was get her? The coolest thing
a Lamborghini.
I got a Tesla, but like,
sick.
It was so cool. That was the coolest thing I've done.
You want to be practical.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, she deserves a nice car more than I do. You know, so it's
damn.
Like,
damn, coach's son didn't even give him a car.
That's
messed up.
It's my dad's birthday. Like. a week later, and I was like, don't expect anything like that. Don't have another Tesla. But
some soccer balls.
Yeah, right. A bag of balls.
A sleeve of the yellow cones.
But they're like really good cones, though. They're like expensive cones.
Well, I got him a dog. And like, they've wanted a dog for
better than a Tesla.
We grew up and we had cats. And like, yes. That was because, yeah. We grew up and we had cats, and that was because wasn't really because of anything. We traveled a lot because of soccer, and just like we loved to go, like we just loved to travel, and like that's what we spent most of our money on. So we had cats, and they're pretty easy to take care of. We just
they take care of themselves.
Exactly.
Did you get him a golden?
Yeah. So I got my dad
good choice.
A golden retriever puppy.
They're so pure, so just cute. Angelic.
What do you name his dogs?
Scout.
Oh.
Yeah. He's
from
adorable.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
I don't know if that's
just say yes. Just say yes.
Yeah, is that the name of the dog there?
It's the name of the little girl in To Kill a Mockingbird.
I taught a girl named Scout.
Really? I bet they named her from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Scout's a great name, actually.
Harper Lee, Atticus Finch.
Addison anybody?
We don't read on. Books. Anybody? And no books.
Matt, you learned to say that he's read that book.
Well, we all know he reads books.
It's my brand.
His name just heard Tequila.
My brand.
Zane's like Tequila Mockingbird.
If you say Tequila Mockingbird, that would be a great name for your like
Tequila Mockingbird.
Tequila Mockingbird.
All right, well, take it out. Take it out.
I got it. I got it.
Can you cut it out?
Hey, sharks. No.
Okay.
Do you miss the college experience? Do you have like FOMO about it? Because like obviously life's popping. Life's great. You are on the path that the stars aligned you to be on. You know, it's great. But are you ever like, damn, it would be kind of cool like to be in the college experience away from this all?
Honestly, I just miss soccer more than anything. Like if I were to look back and be like what if I didn't do this? I would still obviously be playing soccer, and like that was the main thing. Mm-hmm. And school was always fun, but I was a good student, but I didn't really.
You're not a classroom guy.
No. And I wasn't. I don't really party. Like I'm not huge into partying. I've like
hide my drink.
All of these white.
No, I'll go to a party. I've never drank or anything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, you're a good kid.
Yeah,
you've never like had any alcohol.
Never.
He's damn, a chain good on smoker you. Though.
Could never suck a cigarette.
Reeked a cigarette.
That's a lie. No. That's a lie to clear it up.
You probably never drank either, right?
Zane, he just answered.
We don't need a.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. He said he would never drink.
He's
the
19.
First time, I want something to drink for, you know? Like, I want to, like, do something that, I don't know, like a celebrate? Wedding day would be kind of a cool thing to first have a drink on. But
you never drink on your wedding day.
He's so pure. Fuck.
But, like,
I heard that's, like, the so worst thing to do.
You,
really?
If you did drink, what kind of drink do you think you would like to drink?
Ooh, that's a good question. I just see myself sipping, like, like a classy like wine.
Yeah.
Nice wine.
So it sounds like you've had wine before.
No, I've never. But I see like LeBron posting pictures of him drinking wine. I'm like, that's
me.
That's kind of cool.
Boss move.
Yeah.
It tastes like grape juice.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Without the flavor. Yeah. Really bitter.
Spicy grape juice.
Without the grape. Yeah. It's grape juice without the grape.
So you're doing a show right now with Sway House, right?
Yes.
And Hype House just came out with a show too. Mm-hmm. And are you both, is it the same style like reality TV show where they're like kind of following their life, following your life?
I think so. Honestly, I've been over a couple times for the Hype House reality show because I'm friends with them as well. Yeah. And so like, I'll go over and it's like the same thing. And it's just like, I think we were all talking about it like a year ago or like when I first came, we were like, we should do a reality show. Like this would do so well. So, I mean, it's just kind of funny how we're all doing it at like the same time because they just announced theirs on Netflix and we're doing ours on like IGTV and like that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and then obviously like the D'Amelios are doing like a docu-series as well. So everyone's just kind of like filming right now and everyone's like super busy, but.
Well, we have a podcast, so.
Yeah, you guys do have a podcast.
Take that.
Is it like a structured thing or is it just kind of like whatever you guys are doing, they're just there filming?
They just catch it.
It's people think like, oh, Sway Boys, they're probably so fun to follow around with the camera, but like most of we're not that entertaining to be fair. Like we kind of just we're just normal kids and like yeah.
I feel like you guys like every time I like see stories, it's like working out at that gym.
We work out a lot. Like
you guys are so normal.
Yeah, we're so normal. Yeah. And it's like so a lot of it is structured, like they'll try to they'll be like, okay, today we're going to go do this. And we're just like, okay. What?
You should start a soccer league for like underprivileged kids.
That'd be really cool.
That would be really cool. And then you should do a series of you going back to school called Beck to School.
There's a lot of things you can do with Beck, I love mixing the Beck name, like Bexy Driver. Like
is your favorite band Bexy Beck? Driver.
Who?
I know who Beck is, Beck? But I forget.
My
I forget
summer what girl. Don't they sing like Glycerin?
Beck's a guy.
Yeah.
He's a really great musician. He had an amazing house that was for sale in Pasadena. I wanted to buy it.
I can't believe how he's able to connect everything to Noah Beck
and Kate Beckinsale, like Beck and Beckinsale, and you guys like
Beck to the Future.
Oh,
he's probably heard it all.
We are not original.
Can we play the game we made?
Oh yeah, we have a game for you. You want to play it?
Let's play it.
Guessing the bench press?
No.
We're gonna give you a weight. Tell us how much of a bug it weighs.
No, we're gonna play Yes or Noah.
Okay.
Oh right. Yes
so
or Noah.
We created a list of famous Noahs and
or any Noah.
You can answer them like yes, like oh I like them, or like
Noah.
I don't know them, or you don't care for them.
Just yes or no.
Very fun.
Yes or Noah.
Okay.
Very
cool.
Fun. All right.
Cool.
Perfect. All right,
so
you have a list? I don't have a list.
I thought you wrote them down.
Hold on, right. I thought you were writing it down.
It's short.
Nobody was writing it down.
It's five. It's stupid. It's a silly game.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right, you ready? First one. Noah Beck. TikTok star.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Humble.
Yeah.
Noah Schnapp.
Conceited.
Wait, say that one more time.
Wait, what am I saying yes to? Just like if they're a good guy or like
just yes or no.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to say no to me?
It's whatever you want it to mean.
It's okay. smash or pass.
Sure.
Noah Schnapp.
Yes. Yeah. Good.
You would smash Noah.
You heard it here first.
Interesting. You heard it here
first. I like
first.
Him on Stranger Things.
Noah Centineo.
Yes. He's a good dude.
Oh, that was quick. Yes.
I really like him. He's been like a mentor to me in LA.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I really like Noah. He's Noah Centineo. You have to say the last name.
Centineo.
Yeah.
Noah Jupe.
I don't know him.
Do you know who Noah Jupe is?
Yes, he was in A Quiet Place. Honey Boy. He played young Shia LaBeouf. He's in Wonder with Jacob Tremblay.
Got it. So no.
Come after
him.
No.
Bring him out.
Drama.
Noah Cyrus.
Yes.
Do you know who Noah Cyrus is?
Do you know
her?
I know of her. But I've never met her.
Never met her.
But I don't want to say like Noah because like.
Did you meet Noah Schnapp?
No. But
you said yes to him real
quick.
But
we do Snapchat. Like he Snapchats
you Snapchat?
Cool. Oh, so y'all, Snapchat. Y'all know each other.
We Snapchat.
Noah Baumbach.
Who's that?
He's a director. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, well, I hope he knows one day.
Hopefully.
Is he a good director?
He was just about to cast you in a movie, but not anymore.
If you would have said yes to that, I would have been in
Francis Ha, The Squid and the Whale.
Francis. That doesn't give us anything.
Wait, I have a question.
About Noah's Ark? What do you think of him? Noah from the Bible.
Yes, great guy.
Yeah.
King.
Very good.
What a great game of yes or
you should get two cats and two dogs and like two snakes or something.
Be pretty on brand. I think that'd be fun.
The yacht, you should put like murals of animals on it when you make your yacht.
That would be a little tacky.
Oh, yeah, get a wooden yacht.
It wouldn't be tacky. It would be funny because like it's part of the yacht.
We would all dress up and it would be a date. You have to bring a date and you dress up as the animal.
That's cute.
And you have a Noah's Ark party.
Whoa.
When's your birthday?
May 4th.
When's your 21st birthday?
That's your 20th?
Well,
yes.
For your 20th birthday,
the 4th
Noah's
be with
Ark.
You? May the 4th be with you.
Noah, that's Star not Wars a bad Day. Idea. Noah's Ark, 21st birthday. You
no, 20th.
Oh, 20th.
He'll be 20.
Well, let's
I
wait
feel
for
like that's perfect.
I'll be there for the 21st.
21st. Because
Noah's Ark
drink.
Was 20 years ago. Could you imagine? it's about 20 years ago.
That shit. Are we invited?
Of course.
Well, now Thank we are.
God, you can't force yourself.
Oh, okay. Are we invited?
Yeah.
Sure.
Any other Noahs?
No.
I don't know. He took it off the screen, so I can't see it
it's
anymore.
Okay. So you're getting into acting. You said Noah Centineo is basically becoming your mentor. Is acting, is it tough? Is it hard? Like, what are you running into, like, being your biggest struggle with venturing into acting?
With acting, like, when I first came to LA, obviously, I had no idea what I really wanted to do. I was kind of just jumping into TikTok and, like, potentially, like, knowing I would get into YouTube and stuff like that. But I didn't really know what I wanted to like really branch out into, whether it be acting, singing, whatever it was. Like you have to like expand eventually. And I looked at acting and I love movies. Like I love movies. My family would always go to movie theater. Like it was a big thing. And I think when I first started going to like acting class, the biggest thing for me was especially since it was my first time. I wasn't born into like Hollywood or anything like that. I was a bit like timid, and like you have to be super vulnerable, and you have to like really just dive into it, and like not, because at the end of the day, everyone else is acting as well. So like you can't be afraid of looking stupid, and that was my biggest thing. And the more I started to go, the more comfortable I got, and I think I've improved a ton, but I've kind of put that off to the side for now because of the reality show, and like that's like 4 days a week that is completely filming of that, and then the other 3 days I have to film for YouTube, and so it's like I'm pretty busy right now with that being, with that going on, but this is the last week of our reality show, so when things open, when my schedule opens a bit more back up, I think I'm gonna jump right back into that because it is something I want to do, and like I don't know if it's what I want to do long term because I haven't really experienced it, like life on set yet, and like I don't know if that's something I'll fall in love with, but you never know until you try, so I want to like dip my feet in it a bit and see how it is. But
you could play a soccer player.
Oh,
that'd be ideal.
Like she's all that but he's all that.
Yeah. And like that was the thing with
wrong movie.
She's the man.
She's the man. Yeah. He's the man.
You could be the Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Or he's the woman.
But that's the thing with Noah. With Noah, for example, he was able to help me, and like we work at the same gym, and that's how we kind of like crossed paths, and then we started talking, and he like helps me with like self tapes and stuff like that. He'd like send me before you send it to them. And like he works with me through stuff, which is super
that's
nice.
Oh, that's
yeah,
really nice.
He's,
cool. Yeah.
He's damn, like really cool. Natural and sincere with like his acting.
Yeah.
Like, he's really impressive.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. And like, I don't know, I really love like the whole like the Netflix rom-coms. Like I love those type of movies. And like that'd be a pretty cool role to play. And like I would love to play a role like that, like roles that he plays, for example. Like
Tall Boys. He's like the new age Brat Pack.
Exactly.
You're like part of it, man. Yeah.
Which
who's
is
your
so cool.
Acting inspiration?
I love Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. I love Leonardo DiCaprio.
I can see like a Ryan Reynolds like type of character.
Love Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, like Deadpool. That'd be pretty
Deadpool.
Sweet.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I have a lot of acting people that I look up to in that space. But yeah, it is one of those things where I don't, because that is a commitment. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Acting is commitment. And like if you're shooting, shoots can go from like 3 to 6 months, and that's like a long time, obviously,
like every single day. Like
every
just
day.
Consumes.
I saw a little bit of it on Jason did like some skit, and I saw you in that.
Oh,
you did,
yeah,
you did pretty well. I was
Bozos,
impressed,
right?
Yeah, it was good.
It was fun. I love that kind of stuff. Like,
do you skits. Take classes?
It's just me one on one with my acting coach, and obviously, I've gotten comfortable in front of her. But
do one on one,
yeah. I used to go twice a week, for pretty consistently.
She like, hard on you.
Yeah, she's good. Like she always makes me like redo, and like she wants me to get it perfect.
That's what that's tough when you have to start making choices as an actor. You have to start learning to give it different ways.
Yeah,
we get comfortable. We kind of sight read like, oh well, that's just how the line is, and you're like, no, come at it with this whole tactic. Mm-hmm. Come at it with that.
She's like, really good.
Making you dynamic is like the key.
Yeah, one-on-one classes, acting classes are good. Like imagine being in a room of fucking 50 people.
It's the worst.
Didn't you do that at improv?
Yeah, so
when
I
you
did
first
like
came out here?
Improv school, and then
you have to be in a class.
You
with
killed
people.
It on improv.
Yeah, you're
that
really
night,
good.
You were incredible.
Thank you.
You made really good choices.
Right. Hot stuff.
But yeah, so like I did acting like in middle school, high school,
really,
and then when I moved out here, I was taking. I actually did it in college too.
That's so cool.
I had classes.
You did acting An classes
acting
in college?
Yeah, at FAU.
Oh, FAU. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into movies and stuff?
I would love to. I've just like auditioned for stuff and I freeze.
Really?
Like,
auditions, so scary.
Auditions is a whole different grind. I would rather a friend of mine who's making a project come to me and being like,
exactly.
When I wrote this, I had you in mind and I want you in this.
That's ideal.
And that's how it happens. Like, I'm always watching like actors on TV and I'm reading their Wikipedia page because I love reading like, how did that person
get
to where they are?
Right.
And a lot of times, like some actors are just true people who went out on auditions and got it. But sometimes it was like they knew this person and that person wrote for them because they believed in them. And
it and just like happened. Played to their strengths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. So. I can only act if I'm doing an accent. That's it.
What accent?
No, like Staten Island Mom is the only way I can get right into character. Yeah. But like my being myself, hell no.
It's easy. It's easier to remember lines when you're like being not yourself.
I can improv. If I'm doing that accent, I can improv really well.
Yeah.
But I can't talk like a normal human being.
You should audition for those roles in like movies and shows.
I would die.
It's a tough life really doing good. Like the auditioning though.
Hi. Yeah. My name's Noah Beck and I'm auditioning.
Are you good at auditions?
That wasn't my impression of Noah Beck.
Since it's like through like Zoom and stuff, I've had to do like live readings with like the casting director or like self tapes.
You nail it, but your connection's off.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? Like, you cut off right there, can you go back?
He gets so excited. We're going to need you to start from the beginning. We didn't hear any of that.
Yeah.
You're like mid tears.
That's funny. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, that is insane.
If actors can't actually cry, do they give them like. Like, if you're a really good actor, but you just can't cry.
They put vapor rub, like, right below their eyes.
So it burns.
Okay. That's like a slight burn. But usually, if you're a good actor, you should be able to touch into your...
Really?
Can you fake cry?
I don't think so.
Looks like you're about to, try.
We got it. We'll wait.
We got 15, 20 minutes. Let's do it.
Can you do any impressions of other guys in the Sway House?
I don't even know. Blake's very just like...
He's got a really deep voice.
Yeah, Blake's very like he's from Texas and he's just very laid back.
Oh, he's from Texas? What part?
Here we go.
Don't say Texas.
Seriously, don't tell him.
Oh my god,
shit.
Don't say Texas.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. I should have a sign on the door that says
you're from Texas.
No Texas,
pick another
Texas
state
beyond this point.
Yeah.
Leave your boots at the door.
Oh shit. Good.
You know, you didn't even finish your story because remember you're at the dinner table and you saw 2.5 million followers, but you never like we never finished.
Yeah.
I don't think he finished any of his stories. We just keep
cutting
so
you off.
Rude.
Sorry about that.
Oh no. Okay, so going back to that. So yeah, at the end of that week, I grew like 2.5 million, and I was literally posting the same exact things that I was doing like at home. Like I would do some dances here and there. I would do some lip syncing, but just like a different scenery because I was doing it in my bathroom or my room wherever it was at home, but yeah, I would do some outside, and like there was one video and I had like around like 1 million at the time, and literally there was this one video that got like 27 million views, and I was like, what did I do differently? And it was literally just me doing like a dance outside in like a cool like beachy background. I'm like, and it wasn't even a beachy background. It was just like, you can tell I was by the beach. It was very just like, there were surfboards near me, but it was literally like the backyard.
It was
of
the vibe.
Airbnb. It was a vibe.
People love it.
Yeah. And people loved it, I guess. It. And
he's in LA. He made it.
Yeah. And so after I was like, people started to see that I was like gaining super fast. Blake reached back out and was like, yo, I see that you're in California, on your way back to Arizona. You should stop by and like actually meet the boys. And I was like, sure, I'll ask. I was like, maybe like this.
Mom, can I meet the boys?
Yeah, I was like, Mom, can I like on the way back to Arizona? Can you just like drop me off in LA? But like, obviously, I worded it differently, like a more convincing way. I was like, this could be something cool. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just kind of like trying to explore my options here. And she was like, yeah, I guess. Like, and I had to like obviously sell her on it. And she wasn't just gonna let me hang out with those. But.
Oh, my mom would be in that house with me.
Really?
I have to.
Well, our parents there.
Yeah, no matter how, I could be 26 years old and she'd be like, I have to meet their parents first. God.
So, yeah, so I drove down to LA and she dropped me off. And then, yeah, I just met all the Sway boys and they're like, yo, what's up? And just talking to all of them. And I ended up staying like, I planned on staying just for the weekend. So for the 2 days, and I was going to fly home. And then I was like, can I just stay like a few more days? And so I ended up staying like a total of like 5 days.
Damn.
And yeah. And then by the end of that time hanging out with them, Bryce pulled me aside and was like, yo, look, I know you're doing soccer and everything right now, but if you ever change your mind, like there's a spot, like if you want to.
But I'm sure he said it in a convincing way. He's like, you don't need soccer.
Yeah, it was very
you
like.
You got us now.
It's like,
yo, you're
bro,
bigger than the ball, dude.
Yeah, man, this is the real field. The real
bro,
game
you're
going to
be
life
bigger than me. I would quit soccer.
No, he really you sold me, though. He was like, bro, look at the life we're living. Like, and I was like, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Look at the
life.
Like,
look at us.
We're rich.
Success.
Success.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, it's pretty.
I would have loved to be a fly on the wall with that conversation.
Oh, it was. Yeah, because he literally pulled me aside and he was, it was him and like one of like the managers, and they were just like trying to like sell me on it. And I was like, yeah, I got to go home and think about it, obviously. But In the back of my head, I'm like, this is pretty sick. Like, I would not mind doing this. But at the same time, soccer was my life. I wanted to do one thing in life, and that was to go pro in soccer. And so, like, this was a huge decision. I went back home, thought about it, talked to my parents.
What did they think?
So supportive. Like, my parents were so supportive. Yeah, like, my dad was obviously, like, sad that he wasn't going to see me play again. But that being said, he was like, yeah, this is too big of an opportunity to pass up. Because if I were to do TikTok and I was gaining in followers and I just said, like, I'm going to move out to LA just to, like, potentially collab with some people, then it's like, it's a toss up. But if you come to LA with like a for sure spot in like Sway, it's like you're bound to continue to grow.
Do well, right?
Yeah, you're bound to continue to grow. So I was like, this is a real opportunity. And like, they don't really, Sway's not very like open arm, you know, like they don't really just accept anyone.
And they don't recruit. Are y'all still recruiting?
No, like we don't really like recruit. And like, that's,
oh, I didn't know it was like that.
That was the weirdest thing.
Like groups. House, I don't want to say houses. I
guess I thought it was just friends.
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah, and like when I came out, I just wanted to meet them and hang out, and like we ended up hanging out, and they were like, "Look, like we all clicked. If you want to hang out
forever,
like just go move in." And I was like,
"Forever,
okay." Wow.
It's like a little frat.
Yeah, it really was.
Was there like an initiation? Did you get
haze? Nothing like that.
They all came out in robes. Oh.
Bryce makes you drink his dip spit.
Is that one of the hazes that you've heard
of?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it was really cool. And I was like, I didn't really have to convince my parents. While I was in LA, I came back and they were very like involved before I even came to them about anything. They were like, so what's this house? And like, they were kind of trying to learn about everything.
That's
and
good.
Like, yeah, they were, well, because I was texting them throughout the time and I was like, I'm having a lot of fun. Like, this is really cool. And like, and so they kind of just started to try to like educate themselves on like what it was, because obviously if your kids tell you I'm gonna move to LA at 18,
it doesn't make sense to
just
them
go live with the boys, like
then your mom is like, yeah, so I made a TikTok, how do you post a TikTok? Yeah.
Is there a mom house?
Can we make a TikTok together?
Is there like a mom content?
Like that being a career doesn't make sense to them,
not at all. Yeah. And it didn't make sense to me either. I was like,
yeah,
that's all,
no way. And then it was just too good to be true, and like emails kept coming in. I was like, what is happening? And then like, yeah, they basically just like sweetened the deal, and they were like, the manager was like, look, I can do this to you, and like,
excuse me?
Yeah, no, that's not
enough. He sweetened the deal. If you sign this, I can do this to you.
I can do things to you.
I can do this for you.
Oh my God, it is Hollywood.
I heard about this.
Gives you a pen and paper, and he's just like, all you need to do.
Like, I can do this for you. So like, yeah, it was pretty. And then the call with my coach, my college coach, was interesting. I was like,
oh,
it was bad. Like, he was pissed.
Remember when you wouldn't let me make any money?
Sorry, listen. We were in Newport, in LA.
That's every movie. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
I'm not coming back.
Yeah, not coming back. Sorry.
I feel like this happened at the right time, though, because you're still young and
right,
you could go back to soccer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You still do soccer while you're doing this. Like,
yeah.
You could,
if you're
yeah.
still training.
Yeah, like I stay in, like that's my, I try to stay in shape, obviously. And like, I play basketball all the time. Like, I love just like staying in shape, because you never know when something could happen. But like, more than that, it was kind of one of those things where, I don't know, like when I went home for those, like I went home for 2 days, and then I went home, talked to my parents, and they were like, look, if you want to do this, you can. And I was like, all right, well, they want me to come back like now. And so I like, it was literally like
bags
a 2 day turnaround.
Packed.
It was like
that's
a 2 day
that's
turnaround.
How it works. That's how it
you
is.
You didn't even unpack when you got back. You just it's like,
probably
mom shit my shit out.
Yeah.
No. Is there like a men's league you could join out here to like keep playing?
I'm sure there's something, but yeah, one of my best friends is on LAFC, which is an MLS team here. And then my other like best friend growing up is on UCLA. And so like, we can use their field and like kick it around whenever. And like, that's a super like fortunate thing. And just having like those hometown friends that you can just,
you'll go back to it.
Yeah.
Cause it's a passion. It wasn't like a hobby.
Right. And like, it came at such a good time, like you said, because COVID, we never, like no one knew how long COVID was going to last or how.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it all was just so new where people were like, well, if you go to LA, like what if your soccer season comes back and like, you're going to really miss it. But it ended up being, the fall semester got canceled. Half of the spring semester got canceled.
It worked out.
And so
yeah.
If I would have chose soccer over coming to LA, I would have been.
You wouldn't have been doing anything.
No, I would have been. Should have been like,
coach. There's gonna be a pandemic. You don't know this right now. Yeah. But there's gonna be a pandemic coming.
Yeah. I'm seeing something.
Yeah,
that's so no.
It was like a gut feeling. It really was like a gut feeling. I was like, I can go back to soccer whenever. Granted, I can't go back to college because I'm making money now, and so I can't go back. Because of NCAA rules, but
so if you had have to go straight pro,
yeah, and cool. But that was also the thing. I don't even think I mentioned this, but it was like a huge part of it. I had so when they sent us home in like March, like mid March, I had like an agent. I didn't sign with one, like because you're not allowed to sign with any agents when you're in
that's crazy.
And when you're in college. But I had trials in Europe set up in June. In like five different countries that I was gonna go trial in, and I was gonna go fly over, but then travel got banned, and I'm like, well, this sucks. Like, so I'm really gonna take advantage of LA because,
right,
or like this opportunity I'm getting because,
dude, everything
soccer that felt right there was
nothing
place.
Else to do.
Soccer like, was kind of like
that literally felt
shit
right
now.
Into place.
Yeah, I was like, soccer's kind of not working out for me right now, and I was like, well, I'm just gonna do this, and yeah. So I mean, I still go play soccer for fun here and there, but. Yeah, I don't play competitively anymore, which is sad, but...
I mean, now that, like, you have all this, you could, like, even start, if you want, like, start, like, a soccer club on the side. Like, yeah, just something that's, like...
That's what I said.
Yeah, people are boxing. Start a soccer league.
Yeah, with all the influencers, yeah, that'd be sick. Fun.
Well, imagine being, like, one of the best at something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's crazy to think about.
It's got
to
be a cool feeling.
What year were you born?
2001.
Whoa!
I know. That sounds crazy.
What month?
May.
May 4th.
Wait, my little sister... Hidai is born in 2001.
Yeah.
Imagine them just standing next to each other. That's fucking crazy.
Oh, May 4th. Sorry.
Yeah.
So right now you can go back to pro if you wanted to and then still do social media and then double time the money.
It would be a lot, but I would definitely have to like, I don't know if I could still.
I don't think there's enough days in the
week. Is soccer a big commitment? Yeah. Like if you want to do on the side?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's like very, whereas social media is very like mentally draining. Soccer is obviously.
Physically.
Yeah. But it's also mentally because it's a thinking game, you know? Like, yeah. You got to always be aware. But, yeah, soccer. Like, my best friend that plays for LAFC, their local MLS team, and he plays for their full team. And he literally has an apartment in downtown, goes to practice every morning, kind of chills the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, still takes care of himself. He doesn't, like, let loose and kind of just do whatever and, like, eat ice cream or anything. But... He just
hear that? No ice cream.
But yeah,
I heard that very clear.
He doesn't
very
let himself clear. Go or anything like that for the rest of the day.
Oh, I enjoy ice cream all the time, but like, I mean, he has a lot of free time during the day. But I would doubt like after a long training, I don't think he would want to go back and like make content,
make
you know?
A TikTok. Yeah. Well, hopefully you do get on a national team. We could be like, we had Noah Beck, fucking national USA, fucking professional player on our pocket.
That'd be
before
pretty
you.
Cool. That'd be pretty cool.
You'll make it right to the top because of the numbers, and then you're picked out of like three people, like final three. But like you're right there because your numbers are just like
Timothy Chalamet's walking out of the audition room.
Shit.
Hey.
That's like one of the things when I got into, because when I knew I wanted to kind of dip my toes into acting, I wasn't just gonna wait for the opportunity and being like, okay, I'll just go in. Like it can't be that hard. Like I wanted to make sure I was good first because I don't want people to think exactly what you were thinking of, like, oh,
he was given it.
He's a social media actor.
Yeah, like he definitely just got this because of his numbers. Like, I don't want people to think. I want people to like who don't know me.
Yeah.
To like watch the movie and be like, he was a good actor. Like,
exactly.
That's like a compliment because.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you're disciplined.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that'd be really cool because I don't want. Yeah, like I don't want people thinking, oh, he only got this because of his numbers. Because I have had, like, because of the numbers, I am fortunate to have like these calls with like casting directors and like kind of get on their good side and like. Mm-hmm. Like you said, when they make a movie purely based around you and like we thought you were perfect for this role, like I think that would be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like I hate how people would automatically think.
Yeah.
Like,
we're on the same.
This. Yeah.
We're on the same page as you. Like that, we think that's like you want to be the best. You want to be really good. Just like.
Yeah. It is an advantage though. I would.
And I said that as like if a friend of mine that I know who's like an amazing writer wrote something, like I wouldn't.
I think it's different when you feel like you've earned it as opposed to like getting it actually handed to
you.
Oh,
yeah.
It's totally different.
They could write you into like a new age remake of the, what was it? The Green Machine.
The Big Green?
The Big Green, the that's big what it was?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a movie. It's soccer, a soccer movie. It's like the Sandlot of kids. Yeah. Of soccer.
Right.
Or Kicking and Screaming. You can be the coach.
Oh.
Hey, there we go.
Kicking and Screaming. That's a fun little movie.
Classic. Yeah.
I watched that in the movie theater when it came out.
Oh, my God. With Will Ferrell. Yeah. That was classic. So good.
All right, you want to close this motherfucker out?
Easy. Yeah, close us out.
Yeah, close us out. Do you know what we say in the end?
No.
We don't say anything.
Okay.
Can you sing?
No.
Oh.
I wish.
Yes, there's one thing.
That's like, one thing I'm
not good at singing.
Yeah, you can't sing. <on that. laughs>
I really wish I could sing.
Try to match Zane's pitch. Ready? Zane, hit a note.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, you can sing.
I don't know, maybe.
His mentor is Charlie Puth.
I don't even want to
say that. Charlie Puth. You have Noah Centineo saying as Charlie Puth.
Charlie That's so Puth. Cool.
All right, hey. Keep it.
All
right. And that's Unfiltered.
Thank you. Do you have anything you want to plug in? Anything coming up?
No, just follow Humble. Me on all my wow, socials pure. If you want.
I like him.
He knows he's gonna.
Yeah, he just. They know me.
I don't gotta tell him where to go.
I don't need to tell. But we have a lot of plugging to do. We have our coffee here.
This is Cremota Coffee. We just came out with two new flavors. We've got decaf and sweet butter hazelnut, and then you can get them all in the bags. We don't have them up here, but every flavor
they exist.
They're real. I promise.
We also have these really cute tumblers where you can drink your coffee out of. I drink out of it every day, so you guys should get that too.
Do you have tattoos?
No.
Guys.
Welcome to the club, man. No tats.
Nice.
You're really going to...
stupid.
Let's close this off. Right. Let's just right. fucking yeah. shut yeah. this shit off.
All right, guys. So that's it for the episode. Thank you, Noah, for coming on. That was
Thank
incredible.
You. Thank
Very
you
so good much. Dude, Noah, back.
Thank
I
you guys
like
for
him,
having
man.
Me. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Respect.
Now let's go have that cigarette you were wanting.
Also not true.
Not true.
Well, thanks again for watching, guys. And Ethan Fulton, you can check us out. We post the audio every Monday on Spotify.
Apple Podcasts, it's
go.
On Pandora,
and perfect.
iHeartRadio.
There you
and
go.
And we got a highlights channel on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. We have an unfiltered highlights channel. You can check it out at youtube.com/unfilteredhighlights.
And a TikTok.
All right. And All then right. we post a video version of this podcast on youtube.com/Zane and Heath every Tuesdays.
All right, guys. We love you.
Sometimes.
That was rough. Okay. Thank you, Noah, again.
Of thank course. You. Thank you guys thank you for now. Having me.
Yeah.
Give it a little cook. There you go. Oh,
that's gonna be slowed down and then transitioned.
Tried it, my opponent.
Boom, boom.
All right.